Shalom, Bruchim Habayim Livrit. Hi, and welcome to Hebrew. Today we're going to be continuing on with Lesson 4 in Beginner's Hebrew for Christians. And I just want to make a brief announcement. Well, first off, let me just say if you have stumbled upon Lesson 4 through a blog, through the blog itself and didn't come through the Hebrew for Christians page, please go up to the Hebrew for Christians page in the upper menu and do lessons 1 through 3 before attempting lesson 4. Otherwise, you might feel a little bit lost. For those of you who are continuing on, I just want to make a brief announcement to remind you that there is a Facebook page, or I'm sorry, a Facebook group rather, set up for those of you taking these lessons. I will link to it here on the page. There is also a link to it on the Hebrew for Christians page as well. That group is going to be for asking questions, just kind of maybe sharing what you've learned. Also, I am going to be, once we get through the alphabet, I am going to be doing a word of the day in there and do some Facebook lives as well. So it's going to be a really great place to have community. So definitely consider joining that Facebook group. So we're going to jump right in, and what I wanted to do is go over some additional meanings for words that we've already learned. I didn't want to throw too many meanings for the word at you at once because it can get a little confusing. Now that you know some of these words a little bit better, I'm going to tell you an additional meaning for each of them. So we've gone over bevakasha in previous lessons, and we've gone over beseder. Bevakasha means please, but it also means there you go. And the way you might use this is if you're in a restaurant and you order something and the server comes over and puts it down in front of you, they might say, bevakasha, there you go. There you go. So when you give somebody something, you can say, bevakasha, there you go. Beseder is something that you might say when somebody asks how you are. Beseder, I'm fine, I'm okay. But it also means, well, the literal meaning is everything's in order. So you could also use this when someone is explaining something to you and you want to say, okay, I understand. So you can say, ah, beseder, I understand. So if somebody's giving you directions or telling you how to do something or explaining it to you like I am now, you might say, ah, beseder, I understand. Now we're going to move on to the next pronoun. And the next pronoun is a plural and it is anachnu. Anachnu, remember that guttural. Anachnu, and it means we. Now remember, when you're using anachnu or any other plural pronoun, you want to make sure that your verb form is conjugated in the plural. And we'll go into that later. Don't worry about that now because it's going to get too confusing. But just remember that when you're changing your pronoun, you need to make sure that you're changing your verb with it. Like, and it's that way in most foreign languages that you learn. Spanish, you conjugate the verb based on the number of people or who you're referring to. And Hebrew is no different. But we'll go into verb conjugations and stuff later. So anachnu, we. Now we're going to continue on with numbers. We learned the numbers 1 through 10 in previous lessons. And now we're going to go on to 11 through 15. Now, in 11 through 15, you're going to notice that the number 10 is a sale. You're going to notice at the end of each of these numbers is the word esrei. It's not quite a ser, but it's kind of the same thing. You're adding 10. So you notice in the number 11, we have echad, which is the number 1, and then esrei. So basically, it's the same as saying 1 and 10. So it's 11, echad esrei. Now you're going to notice that number 12 and number 13 are similar to 2 and 3, but not exactly the same, where Echad Esrei still had the word Echad in it for 1, 12 and 13 are a little bit different. So instead of Shtayim in number 2, it's Shtem. Shtem. So it's Shtem Esrei. Shtem Esrei. Number 13, instead of Shalosh, it's Shlosh. So you're just kind of condensing it a little bit. So Shlosh Esrei. Shlosh Esrei. 14 is Arba, just like the number 4, Arba Esrei. And then 15 is also the same as 5, Chamesh Esrei. So, Echad Esrei, Shtem Esrei, Shlosh Esrei, Arba Esrei, Chamesh Esrei. Now we're going to go on and learn some new vocabulary. We've learned how to say good morning. We've learned how to say good night. We've learned how to say goodbye. Now we're going to learn good afternoon. And the way you say good afternoon, this is a little bit of a tricky one, is Tzohorayim Tovim. Tzohorayim Tovim. Remember to put the accent on the last syllable of the word. Tzohorayim Tovim. Tzohorayim Tovim. Now, you may be asking yourself, why is this plural? If you remember from the previous lesson, I said that if you see im at the end of the word, it indicates a plural. There are other plural forms like ot, but im is one of them. So typically when you see im at the end of the word, it indicates a plural, and it indicates a plural masculine. So you may be asking, why on earth would good afternoon be plural? And there's a little bit of a story. I don't know how 100% accurate this is. The thing about Judaism is it's full of a lot of oral tradition, and it's full of a lot of stories passed down. This is what I understand the reason to be, is Tzohorayim is the plural form of Tzohar, which means light. And in the morning when the sun rises, it rises in the east and it casts a shadow on the west side of an object. When the sun sets at night, it sets in the west and cast a shadow on the east side of an object. But when the sun is directly overhead midday, it shines its light on the object in full. And that is the only time of the day where the object is fully lit. So that is the reason why they use lights in good afternoon, because the object is fully lit up by the light of the sun. So that is where they got the idea to use Tzohar and Tzohorayim Tovim for good afternoon. So that's why it is the way it is. It basically means good lights. Good afternoon. Tzohorayim Tovim. The next word we're going to learn is the word for where. And the word for where is Eifel. Eifel. Pretty easy. Eifel. Now you know the word for where is Eifel, and you know the word for you is At, if you're speaking to a female, or Ata, if you're speaking to a male. So the way you would ask where someone is from is me eifel at for a female, or me eifel ata for a male. So this is definitely one, if you're traveling to Israel, that you might hear somebody who's over there traveling, if you're going in a tour group and so on, may ask where you're from, me eifel at or me eifel ata. So that is how you ask where and where are you from. Eifel. Me eifo at, me eifo ata. Now to say I understand, we went over it earlier, beseder. There's another way to say I understand. You would probably use this more in the sense of it, rather than saying, okay, I get it, like you would use beseder. This would be more like I understand, like I understand why you couldn't come. This is ani mevin if you are a man, or ani mevina if you're a female. Ani mevin, ani mevina. Pay attention to the stress on the last syllable. Ani mevin, ani mevina. I understand. So now that we've learned some numbers, we've learned 1 through 15, now we're going to learn how to ask how much something is. And the way you ask how much is it, is kama ze ole. Sounds pretty much exactly like the way it's written. Kama ze ole? How much is it? Now you might also hear kama ze if you're holding something up and it's obvious. You might say kama ze. Kama ze would also be used with the name of the object. So for instance, you would say kama ze and then the name. So if I was going to say how much is the book, I would say kama ze hasafer. So you kama ze could be followed with the name of an object, or if you just want to say how much is it, if the object is obvious, you can just say kama ze ole. Now the answer is going to be probably given to you in the form of a shekel or an agoa or agoot. I will tell you now, agoot is probably my favorite word to say in Hebrew for some reason. I love it. Agoot. Shekel is the Israeli dollar, and the agoa is our equivalent to cents. So you will hear someone give you, so say something is $5, they would say hamesh shekel. Hamesh shekel. And in Hebrew, like many other foreign languages, when you have two sounds where one word ends in the same sound as the next letter starts, in the case of hamesh shekel, it's usually kind of runs together, hamesh shekel. Same with an A. If one word ends in an aleph and the next word starts with one, or ends in a vowel with an A sound and starts with one and the next one, it runs. They typically run it together. Which in Hebrew, when you're speaking to a Hebrew speaker, they tend to talk very fast, and you can always ask them to slow down, and I'll teach you how to say that in another lesson. So shekel is the dollar, and agoah is the cent, or agoot if you have multiple. Now, in Israel, the smallest agoot is 5. So there's no equivalent to our penny. So nothing you will find in Israel will be like $1.99. It's going to be in denominations of 5. So you might have 95 cents, but you're not going to have 99. Now, another word you might hear in Hebrew when someone is telling you how much something is v'chetzi. V'chetzi, and that means half. So if something is, say, $2.50, they would say shtayim shehel v'chetzi. Now, they might say 50 cents, they might say hamishim agot, or they might just say v'chetzi. And obviously we'll go into the tens in our next lesson. We'll learn how to say 20, 30, 40, 50, and so on. But so if something is $5 and, let's just say 5 cents, they would say hamesh shekel v'chamesh agorot, 5 shekels and 5 agorot. Hamesh shekel ve is and. Hamesh shekel ve hamesh agorot. If something is $1 and say 50 cents, they might say echad shekel ve chetzi. So, kama ze ole, how much is it? Or kama ze? Shekel, agora, agorot. Ve chetzi. So just practice those as you go on. Now we're going to learn another day of the week. And I just want to clarify something I said in a previous lesson. When I was referring to Shabbat, I said that Shabbat is the only one that doesn't have Yom in front of it. And I said that the wrong way. What I meant to say, I wasn't very clear in saying it, is Shabbat is the only one that would be used by itself. So Shabbat, for the day of the week, people could say Shabbat, and people would know that they're referring to Saturday, but some people will say Yom Shabbat for Saturday. So it's the one that you would hear referred to by itself, but it could also have Yom in front of it. So that's what I meant to say. It didn't exactly come out right. So the other days of the week will always have Yom in front of it. So the next day of the week that we're going to learn is Tuesday, or Yom Shlishi. Yom Shlishi. Yom Shlishi. It's a little bit tough to say, so definitely practice that one. Yom Shlishi. So now we're going to go on to what I hope is everyone's favorite part of the lesson, and we're going to learn another Hebrew letter. This is going to be the last week that we only do one or two Hebrew letters. Next week, I'm probably going to do 3. I think I'm going to stick to 3. I don't think I'll do 4. I don't want to throw too much at you at once. I wanted you to kind of get the feel for learning the letters a little bit before I threw too much at you. But I think you're probably at the point where we can do 3. So next week, I'll probably do 3. I wanted to do 1 this week because I wanted to focus on this one. This is the Hebrew letter He. And if you look at it, it looks like the Dalet. Looks like a 7, but it has like a half a line going down the left-hand side. Okay, There is another letter that has a full line going down the left-hand side, but this one is half. And it is the word hey. Remember I said that the name of the letter, I'm sorry, not the word hey, the letter hey. The name of the letter has the sound, starts with the sound the letter makes. So hey, huh, and so on. So what we're going to do now is we're going to read our next word. You guys are moving on to another word. This one's a little bit trickier. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to review with you what these other letters are that we've already learned. So we have, remember, we're reading from right to left. We have the first letter, which is the Aleph, the A sound. Remember, the name of the letter makes the sound, Aleph. Then we have the He, which is the H. Then if you remember this one, this is what we learned, Bait and Vait. Bait has the dot in the center. Vait does not, so it has the V sound. So we have a B and a V. It's just the dot is there to tell you how hard the sound is. So the V is kind of a softer B sound. So this is Vait. Aleph, Hey, Vait, and then we have another Hey. So I'm going to give you a second to look at this word and see if you can figure out what the word sounds like. Okay, so I'm pretty sure you guys got pretty close on this because there really isn't too many different ways that you would naturally put this together. This is the word ahava. Ahava. So if you just kind of say the consonants together, it kind of just flows that way. Ahava. Ahava is the Hebrew word for love. Ahava. So I hope you enjoyed the lesson. We're going to stop there for today. I definitely want you to practice reading the letters that you've already read because, like I said, next time we're going to jump into at least three. So we're going to be adding more and we're going to be reading more words next time. So definitely practice and let me know if you have any questions and please feel free. I hope you jump onto the Facebook group and I will see you guys in the next lesson. Lahitraot!